WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. A standing ovation for President Trump in the Israeli parliament shortly after all 20 living hostages returned to Israel. Speaker of the Knesset, Amir Ohana, said he's nominating the president for the Nobel Peace Prize.
President Trump, you are the president of peace. There was not a single person on this planet who did more than you to advance peace.
And two buses of Palestinian prisoners have left an Israeli prison under the terms of the first phase of the peace agreement. President Trump will co-chair a peace summit later today in Egypt with other world leaders focusing on a long-term peace in the region. ABC contributor Steve Ganyard, a former defense official, says,
what happens next is really the question that's for the broader international community. Who's going to come in and be the international security force? Who's going to lead it?
This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of Madison's busiest thoroughfares to get downtown is now officially under construction. For years, city officials have been planning to redo John Nolan Drive. The street goes over Lake Monona and offers a scenic view of the Madison skyline. It's also home to popular walking and biking paths, plus railroad tracks. But city staff say it's old and not safe enough. Aaron Stager works for KL Engineering.
This project addresses three key needs for the John Nolan Drive corridor. First one is aging infrastructure. The existing roadway and bridge structures are nearing the end of their service life and require significant upgrades. Second one is safety concerns. The corridor experiences a high number of bicycle and pedestrian conflicts, resulting in a need for improved safety measures. And third, capacity and connectivity. Current bicycle and pedestrian facilities are over capacity and do not meet modern expectations for connectivity or mobility.
The first phase of this project is basically the portion that goes over the water from Olin Park to Broome Street. Starting today, that portion of John Nolan from Lakeside to Broome will be down to one lane each direction. And it's going to stay that way a while. Just this first phase is expected to take until summer 2027. Here and there, all of John Nolan will be closed overnight. That's so they can install storm sewers, but they'll give you a heads up beforehand. Once all phases of the road itself are finished, they can start on the Madison Lakeway project. That'll bring bump outs like ice cream shops to the lakeshore. The entire reconstruction is expected to cost about $48 million. $33 million of that is being paid for by the federal government. It's broken up into those three phases, so it's not supposed to be under construction for years and years consecutively. But altogether, the work is expected to be finished in 2029. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the National League Championship Series. Game one is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game two tomorrow night. Then they play games 3, 4, and 5 if needed in L.A. in a best-of-7 series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoot's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. So even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, chance of rain and lows in the mid-50s, southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. On Monday, sunny in the afternoon with a high around 70. Monday night, clear mid-40s. Slight chance of rain again Tuesday with a high near 62, 65 Wednesday.
Right now, it's 58. No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. You can win tickets to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Marcus Theater in Waukesha, and Jane Matinere is in to talk about headlines. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX Madison, where politics meet farmers market tomatoes.
You want smart talk? You came to the right place. You want well-behaved hosts? Yeah, that's not happening. John and Gordy are back, armed with microphones, coffee, and way too much confidence. This is the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Another topic we could discuss, cottage cheese demand.
Yeah.
Isn't that Crow song?
Yeah.
Called Cottage Cheese.
Yeah, I love that.
I
know. Another beautiful day. Fantastic yes. day. I mean, you know, we had a little rain overnight, but other than that, we're okay. We're doing okay. This is WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. You know, I love it when somebody turns down all the headphone volumes.
Yeah,
I'm wondering why that is. Why do we need to do that?
Why would they ever do that?
All of them?
Yeah, every single one of them. So, once again, you said 10 seconds, and we're just sitting here waiting. Yeah, soon, where's the music? Oh, yeah, the headphones aren't on.
Yeah.
Why would anybody turn down the headphones
all of them.
Completely?
There wasn't even one that was up. Well, oh well.
Weekenders.
Yeah. You know, you got to save energy. I mean, there might be some kind of, electrical field in each one of those.
Well, maybe so. Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, a few sprinkles out there, a couple of showers. Wait, you got, what's wrong with your finger? You got a huge bandage on your finger, or is it a brace?
It's just a brace. I have levers for doorknobs around my house. You know, it's easy because when you have a lever, you have your arms full of groceries, and all you have to do is just pop the lever up or down.
Yeah.
And that hurt my finger. I hit it a little too hard at the wrong angle. And it hit a nerve, and I keep hitting that same nerve or muscle or whatever it is, and it just bothers the hell out of me. So I'm trying to get it to, I just got this yesterday, I just got this brace in the mail. So I'm trying it out. We'll see if it works.
Okay.
The other thing, and this has nothing to do with that, I fell in my yard.
Oh.
This over the weekend.
You fell?
I fell, actually.
How did you?
There's a very rough part of my yard.
Oh,
you know, it's our house is built on a quarry, and there's a part of the yard that just is kind of lumpy. And as I was running, playing with my border collie, I just tripped. And for some reason, my hands, I was holding onto the leash. So, again, it's like holding onto a can of beer.
Yeah.
You know, not getting the foul ball.
Yeah.
I fell over and I face planted. I mean, seriously, face down. Just thought, what did I just do?
Did anyone see it or were you by yourself?
I was by myself. Look, see?
Oh, yeah, you got a little bruise on the nose.
Yes,
there.
Right on the bridge of my nose.
Yeah.
Now that's, I didn't realize that the size of my nose could be some kind of protection for my forehead. It saved me from getting some kind of brain damage, but it was bleeding. And I'll tell you what, this is the cool story about it. You know, my nose started bleeding. It cut my hands around my face, and I was getting up, and I went into the house. But my little border collie, not wearing a leash anymore, she's pretty good out in the yard.
Yeah,
she followed me in.
Really?
She
knew you were hurt.
She knew it.
She was guiding you.
Yes. She came right in. She didn't do anything else. She just came right in with me, which is just really heartwarming.
That's great.
And I didn't notice, you know, too much because I was trying.
You were screaming.
I was trying to get
cursing.
To the sink.
Yeah.
Cupping all this blood coming out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow, you had a rough weekend there.
It's a check on your mortality.
Is that what you're calling it? Okay.
A simple little fall, right?
Wow, that was.
I kept thinking about Max McGee. Thinking about Max McGee.
Why Max McGee?
When this happened, because you know Jim and Max calling the Packer plays,
right?
But Max was. And he's an older guy, you know, older than me. And he was up on the roof cleaning the leaves out of the gutter.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Fell and died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's how he died.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, those little accidents that you're working around the house with. And, you know, when you get to be a senior citizen, well, almost anyway. Yeah, yeah. You just have to. I'm not saying I am.
Okay.
I could.
Yeah. Wow, that was kind of a tough weekend for you.
It was, yes. I know you're moving and all that stuff. But,
yeah,
Yeah.
And I moved a lot of stuff over the weekend. Everything except the big stuff now.
Yeah.
Now I got the professional movers for the final
things.
Dom helped me out a little bit on Friday.
I did.
Yeah. He helped me get it going, and that was a big help.
Yeah.
And this morning here, you know, I have barely anything left in the old house, but I'm still at the old house.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just moving probably over today, the rest of things. And I forgot my cell phone today.
Unbelievable.
I know. I'm like, oh, no. I got to work. I'm like, where's my phone? I left it at home. Almost turned around and went back and got it, but no.
Well, that's good news because we always get a call after the show from Catherine, so
she won't be able to reach us.
She won't be able to do that. She did send us a text already.
You've got to be kidding me.
You've got to be kidding. I guess she's talking about probably the headphone volume and not knowing we're on the air.
Well, she'll have to call you instead.
Hey, look, it's a Monday. What do you expect?
Yes, that's right. Oh, and we also have Pat Kreitlow right after the show. We'll be doing that.
Yes, we do.
Be
on
the network.
20 minutes this time.
Yeah. We've got cloudy skies out there this morning, a few sprinkles, but nothing to be really concerned about. What's the sunrise time today, according to your WMDX Samsung watch?
Well, sunrise is at 7:09.
Okay. All right.
Took me a long time to research this.
What about?
And sunset around 6:17.
Okay.
6:17. You can expect an awful lot of darkness after 6:17.
Okay. Looks like it's going to stay cloudy through the day. A couple of scattered showers along the way and a high about 69 degrees right now, 59 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
In just a few minutes, we're going to check in with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. She's up in Green Bay this morning from her location up there. She probably was at the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big game for the Packers, and they won.
That was that was a pretty exciting game, I thought.
Yeah, it was good. And the Brewers beat up on the Cubs. I mean, it was a close game
all the way through.
But
that was
Brewers move on, and they play the Dodgers this evening.
That's true.
First game of the National League playoffs.
This evening?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great.
What? You can't wait, huh?
Well, you know, I'd like to watch other things than baseball. You know, Ann has
control of the TV set when it comes to baseball. What are you talking about?
No, come on. It really isn't.
Leading up to the World Series?
Well, okay.
Good,
all
great
right.
games.
All right, just to reveal what I have done today because of the Packers and the Brewers win.
You wore your Brewers T-shirt.
My Brewers T-shirt. I
that
wore it today.
Nice.
In celebration, I'm just going to take off the old plaid shirt here. All right. Okay. Wow. I'm all set.
Good for you.
There we go.
The Badgers were not so fortunate. They lost big time. Big time. I mean, they got blanked out. Scored nothing.
I feel like that's normal for them at this point. You know?
Yes.
Every week.
It's sad.
You know, a guy who gets into all these games for free because he was a former governor, Scott Walker. You know, praising the Packers for their big win. Mm. But here's this guy.
Yeah.
Always taking pictures at the Badger game and the Packer game. He said, boy, the Badgers really suck. I mean, nice thing to hear from the former governor of the state.
Wow.
Yeah, what a jerk. What a total jerk. Wow. Did you see the, there's a picture of fans in the student stand.
No.
And there's hardly any students out there for the game anymore.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Attendance declining with students.
Oh, my.
They're playing people who are good, but not great, and they're still losing by that much. Yeah. It's sad to see.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to back them up. You know, you got to get out there. The whole thing about the Badgers is that you go out for the game anyway. You don't care if they win or lose. I mean, we used to do that forever. It was a tradition. You didn't care. You just had fun out in the stands. But, they're used
those
to winning.
Days are over.
Yeah.
A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Steve Cochran. Steve is in Chicago, and he's a radio personality and podcast personality there.
Yeah, we can change the world.
Yeah. He's going to get us all caught up in what's happening in Chicago with the ICE folks running around. And
they're held at bay, I guess, for a couple of weeks, maybe, according to a judge. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
And Trump doesn't follow anybody's directions.
Well, Trump's been busy. He's in the Middle East this morning. He's in Israel. And that's live. He's making a speech before the legislature. Looks like somebody just got tossed out there. They had some security taking a couple of people in the legislature out of the meeting.
Mm.
And Trump is probably making some jokes right now. He looks like, okay.
Because he's always very funny, you know. He's always able to, you know, throw out a couple of really clever lines.
Yeah.
He knows how to riff, you know. He's really good at it. Oh, so good at it. I wonder if he's telling the old sharks and battery story again.
I'm sure the Israeli legislature will appreciate that.
Well, why isn't he telling us the sharks and battery story?
I don't know.
He kind of dropped that one. Yeah. All the other stories are still out there. He still brings them up. But not that one. Okay. And I've always enjoyed that one. I hated the snake story because, you know, the snake, it was an old pop song in the 60s. And I thought, well, that's what he's telling. But, he tells that story and he's the snake. I don't know why he keeps telling that story. He's the guy, you know, that'll bite you. You thought you were a friend with the snake? Well, what do you expect from a snake?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole story right there.
Tom, were you here over the weekend when the weekend folks were here with their Max Inc. preview?
I was not. I was home. I was home in Chicago.
Oh, you were. Sweet home Chicago.
Oh,
did you see any ICE military folks running around?
I did not. I did not. Because I'm a little bit more south of Chicago, kind of close.
Oh, Tinley Park. Right?
Tinley Park, correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Tinley Park. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been there. Yeah.
Hate that place.
I have been there.
But I also got to see Tofu. We got a new dog. Her name's Tofu.
What?
Her name's Tofu. She's a golden retriever. She's awesome. I love her to death.
Well, that's a pretty cool name.
Did you name it?
I didn't name it. My brother did. He, for some reason, gets higher order over me. But it is what it is.
Why would he name anybody a tofu? What is he into tofu?
He likes tofu. He does like tofu in general, the food.
Vegetarian?
Yeah, he is. He does, you know.
What kind of dog is it?
Golden retriever. My favorite dog.
Yeah, those are really friendly dogs.
Really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as smart as a border collie, but hey, it's okay.
All right. Good enough. Well, in a few minutes, we're going to check in with Pam Yonke, and we'll be talking about this high demand for cottage cheese. Yeah. Wow, this is a huge headline.
This is a big story.
This is a huge story. We will get to it. Cottage cheese. You know, there was a great band named Crow
Yes.
That had a song, Cottage Cheese.
Yeah, great song. Great song.
To bring that out here in a minute. Okay. We're just getting going on a Monday morning, 20 minutes past the hour. John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, coming right back with Pam Yonke.
Now she hurried home from her work that night as soon as she arrived. Now she found that pretty snake.
92.7 WMDX, for people who always put curds before carbs.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Monster savings are creeping in this October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save hundreds off of mattresses, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American-made, locally crafted. Hunt down these monstrous deals before they vanish at Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7, and check us out on the Civic Media app. Choose WMDX and then text us, voice note us, or give us a call.
It's a Monday. It's kind of cloudy out there. Some scattered sprinkles and showers, and highs around 69 degrees today, right now 59. Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, joins us this morning. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Yep, smile on my face. The Packers managed to get back on a winning way yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. They did. Were you at the game? Did you go to the game?
I had my brother use my tickets, but my house up here is just about a block from the stadium, so I can watch it in the backyard.
Yeah. You know, I used to go up and buy tickets outside, you know, from a few people that, you know, didn't want to go in, and then enjoy the games. You know, I think they still do that, even though they have it organized a little bit, but there are people out there still. It's great.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, in fact, you bring that up. I remember when there used to be scalpers on the corner trying to sell tickets, and then we got on kind of our Super Bowl run, and now scalpers don't even want to come to Green Bay because there aren't enough tickets for them to get their action going. And now with StubHub and all those online services, I had friends that came up from Springfield, Illinois, just on a wing and a prayer yesterday, and they bought two standing room only tickets for the game. So there's all kinds of options these days versus standing out in the elements trying to get somebody to give you your price.
Yeah, that it's great to do something like that and get to one of the games and see the Packers live. That's just, there's nothing like it. It really is.
Well, they handily beat the Bengals yesterday, 27-18.
Yeah, with a great substitute kicker, which did a fantastic job.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's funny, your topic, something you want to talk about today, the amazing demand for cottage cheese. I was just thinking about cottage cheese over the weekend. I was thinking, now, what can I do to make lasagna better? And it's cottage cheese.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Honestly, though, you're like a lot of other people that are finding new ways to use cottage cheese. Social media, if you get one of those influencers or somebody that is passionate about cottage cheese and starts kicking up recipes, that's part of the driving reason why Westby Co-op Creamery in Western Wisconsin, they are literally overwhelmed with demand on their cottage cheese. Here's what I didn't know. Thanks to my hardworking assistant, Stephanie Hoff, I found out that Westby Co-op Creamery, their cottage cheese plant is the only cottage cheese plant in Wisconsin. Now, I think that, considering America's dairy land, yeah, I would have thought there was at least one other.
Yeah.
But they are it. And their sales and marketing manager told us that they are investing over $14 million right now to modernize their cottage cheese plant because everything that they're producing right now is already sold.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're trying to, and they said they get calls every week from organizations, companies that are looking for cottage cheese. She said part of it is that social media chatter, and part of it is the high protein diet demand for people that are on weight loss. And then they also have a clean label, something. Well, I mean, come on, cottage cheese doesn't have that many ingredients. It's kind of, milk and salt, and that's kind of it. But that plays perfectly to what the consumers are looking for today. I get the numbers. They said that cottage cheese demand nationally, some of the big brands saw a 25% increase last year in cottage cheese demand. Even in Wisconsin and the upper Midwest, we saw a 6.5% increase in cottage cheese sales. So, those numbers are impressive. But what blew me away is that we've only got one cottage cheese plant in the state.
I know. That they contract out to all these other cottage cheese makers in, not cheese makers, but other manufacturers of milk products in the state? Is that what they do?
Yeah. So, in Wisconsin, a lot of our emphasis is on cheese, the regular hard cheese. But you'll find that some of the major cottage cheese, sour cream, like Philadelphia cream cheese, those are a lot of those plants are located in the Northeast, New York State, Vermont, New Hampshire, and that's kind of where most of that production is. But like I said, one plant in Wisconsin's finding tremendous favor with consumers these days, and they're building that little community to try to support it more.
All right, a little tip here: my sons are really into cottage cheese right now, and they like they don't like the creamy stuff. They like getting those curds, and the 1% is usually that one. The other full percent milk is definitely creamier. Yep. So if you're looking for one or the other, that's just a little tip from Just Ask John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for that. I'm writing it down. Yeah. I'm writing it down. We'll follow up on that story.
All right, good. Yeah, keep that in mind.
All right. What else is going on, Pam, in your world this week?
Kind of back to the weather forecast you brought up, I'm getting some text messages this morning about just sprinkles. Yeah. And a lot of the farmers that are talking to me this morning are saying, maybe it'll keep me out of the field. And of course, they still have the harvest they want to get going on. But I think that there's starting to be more and more conversation about just how dry it is. Yeah. We haven't had measurable rain for a couple months. And, for some of these guys, they're going to pull a crop off and then they may go back in and try to plant something like a fall grass or a cover crop. And you really need some moisture to get those seeds established. And they can't afford to miss a beat when it comes to the money and watching the bottom line. We heard last week from Brooke Rollins, the U.S. Ag Secretary, that until Congress comes back into session, until federal governments reopen, none of that disaster assistance or that federal aid that we talked about last week, it is not moving until the federal government is back up on its legs. So, like I said, farmers better not be cashing any checks yet because it looks like that's a long ways off.
Boy, a tough year for them when it comes to trade.
Yes.
Wow.
Pam, thank you for joining us. You have a good week. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Yep.
Friday.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care.
Yucky, the fabulous Farm Babe. We're going to check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report next, and we'll be back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
WMDX, the talk of the isthmus.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
There may be plenty of anxiety about where we're going to use all the milk that U.S. dairies are producing, but I'll tell you what, there's one category in Wisconsin that just can't keep up. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and this story takes us to western Wisconsin, where Westby Cooperative Creamery is now investing $14.1 million to modernize their facility and expand cottage cheese production. Emily Bielkowski is the sales and marketing manager at Westby Cooperative Creamery, and she says right now their goal, just trying to keep up with the surging demand.
The surge in demand for cottage cheese is attributed to some of the viral TikTok recipes and just increased consumer interest in high protein, healthy diets. The market is projected to keep growing. We're responding to that with a modernization project that will update our cottage cheese making facility in general. Right now, our orders are 15 to 20% more than we can produce. We are oversold at this time. So with this project, we'll be able to meet that demand.
Emily Bielkowski with the Westby Cooperative Creamery. She says right now the current cottage cheese capacity is sold, and they get contacted weekly by organizations looking for more. High protein and clean label food trends are here to stay, and Westby Cooperative Creamery wants to keep pace. Markets are next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Commodities cratered on Friday after discussions between the United States and China cratered. December new crop corn was down 5.25 cents at 413. November new crop beans down 15.5 at 10.06¾. July new crop wheat down 8¾ cents at 539.5. The November class 3 milk that goes into cheese finished 43 cents lower, 1621. Barrel cheese was down 3 at 171. 40-pound block cheese down 6 at 170. AA butter gained a quarter of a cent at 160.5. I'm Pam Yonke.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, chance of rain and lows in the mid-50s. Southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. On Monday, sunny in the afternoon with a high around 70. Monday night, clear mid-40s. Slight chance of rain again Tuesday with a high near 62. 65 Wednesday.
Currently 59 degrees.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters.
Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm back with one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Pulsiewicz. We dig into what the Pope has recently had to say about Donald Trump's anti-immigrant policies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time, really, absolutely stupid people. Well, we bring it to you each and every day, and, you know, it's really depressing. Sometimes I just have to take a walk.
Yeah.
I get my exercise and steps in, but at the same time, you know, I just got to relax. A lot of this stuff is really depressing.
Take a deep breath. Whew. That's right. It is 6:35. We've got cloudy skies, a few sprinkles, and highs today around 69 degrees. You know, Trump is speaking before the Israeli legislature. A couple of legislators got tossed out of the meeting. I'm not sure exactly what was happening.
He's
there.
Doing the weave. Is that, remember how he does the weave?
Yeah.
Goes from one story to the next?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a big, you know, they're waiting for the hostages to be released.
So he'll keep talking until they release them? Is that
maybe so. God. I don't know.
Oh, this is awful. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we've got him on our screen. Thank goodness we can watch.
Yeah, we can see the proceedings.
Watch that guy.
Yeah.
I'm at Up North News on my laptop here.
Oh, yeah.
And the big story is Wisconsin Republicans introducing a new bill to ban absentee ballot boxes. Again. Oh, my God. Because they're such a threat. To our election integrity. Well, I couldn't get to the story. I wanted to know more about it, but it asked for my email. Wouldn't let me through unless I gave him my email. Why do you think I have it up on my computer? I've already signed up. My God, what is wrong with Pat? Pat Kreitlow, get it together, man. Anyway.
Well, we'll be talking to Pat later. And you can bring that up.
I will bring it up. But anyway, you know, these absentee drop boxes, please, you know, they're just a drop box. That's all they are.
Yeah.
You know, you go there, you drop your ballot in, they're secure, they have cameras on. Yeah. My God, what is wrong with these people? You know, they keep fighting these stupid, silly battles, which mean nothing to anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I
virtually no voter fraud.
Right.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
it's you know, 0.000%.
It's just, you know. Well, yeah, like there's going to be voter fraud from somebody who dropped something in a ballot box. It obviously it doesn't make any sense, but this is how they're going to run the state. They have been running it like for the last 14 years like this, but you know, if they elect a Republican governor, we are doomed forever to be swirling around until we're taken right down the drain.
Oh my God,
please, someone help us, save us from this nightmare. All right, anyway, we've got some really bad news for everybody today on...
Great.
Idiocracy.
Oh, what do you got for us
today?
Well,
I'll deliver it in a very smiley, happy way, okay?
Sure.
Billionaire Larry Ellison, owner of Oracle, CBS, CNN, and now TikTok, wants data centralization and total surveillance. That's what he wants now. So why don't we go to Cut 59 here and listen up.
Your body cams will be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior. because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior.
Wow, thank you.
Because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
Big brother.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data, and the, but it's fragmented. It's not easily accessible by these AI models.
Oh, no. Well, that's not
good. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
Yes.
So that so we provide context. When we want to ask a question, we've provided that AI model with all the data they need to understand our country. So that's the big step. That's kind of the missing link. We need to unify all of the national data, put it into a database where it's easily consumable by the AI model, and then ask whatever question you like.
So that's not fraught with problems. You know,
wow.
You know, the government might be able to do that. Yes, Larry.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
But so will somebody who's hacked in be able to do that. And all the data is right there. They don't have to try and find data over here or over there. It's all in one place. How convenient could that possibly be for somebody who has bad intentions, like, well, our own federal government, for that matter?
Did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
No,
they had a big
didn't.
Deal on China having all of our data already.
Already.
And they have data. They have all the passwords they need on all the infrastructure things, you know, your yeah. water plants, yeah. your power plants. They've been working it for years, like 4 or 5
sure.
years.
Sure.
They have passwords they can get in, and they could shut off the, you know, they could shut off the power. They could shut off cell phones. They could do everything. And it was a frightening report. It was like, oh no,
yeah,
they've got it all.
Well, now what?
So maybe they'll share it with the you know our government.
Larry Ellison will put all that information in one spot for the Chinese to be able to tap into.
Make it easier for them.
Yes, okay. Every time I change the password, just you know, to play it safe,
right.
They'll know what I changed it to.
Yeah,
how cool is that?
Right. 608-879-8255. Let's go to the phones right now. We've got Mark on the line.
Hi,
this
Mark.
Morning. Good morning, Mark. What do you got?
Yeah, well, this is what the Chinese already have, that they have universal. They have cameras everywhere recording whatever everybody
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
But this is like some damn dystopian novel, that science fiction novel.
Yes.
That we were always supposed to be afraid of, that where this clone is talking about that, you know, that...
yeah.
Oh, dare they talk about liberty and freedom when we're supposed to be getting observed in each and every moment of our life, that
you know, citizens will be on their best behavior.
Well,
I mean, that is just so insulting. I can't wrap
Ellison
my head
said,
around
yeah.
that. So
I don't know if you guys remember that TV movie Colossus, the Forbidden Project, but that was universal. The computer was observing everything everybody did in their entire life.
No, I don't see that one.
Well, I don't remember that either, but sounds like something I should catch. So if you can, just put that up on our screen, and we'll find out what movie that is.
Yeah, you can text us there.
Yeah. Again, you know, citizens will be on their best behavior. You said that without even blinking, you know. No problem with that. Now, this is the guy behind the digital ID push. And again, now we have 3 more years of Trump to realize their dream and the end of ours, I think so.
Oh,
well, that's our first positive story.
Yeah,
this
thank
one.
You for that. That's really uplifting.
Mark that down.
Okay.
All right. Here, this is uplifting because it's so stupid. And again, now, you know, the Republicans want to ban Dropboxes again because it's such a big threat to the state. All right. Well, Tom Tiffany is out there, and he's worried about all the little things, not the big things, not solving problems in the state. Like Scott Walker ignored all the problems in the state, too, but took care of the little things, you know, making sure that the Republicans did their thing. You know, they put their agenda in place, which is no agenda at all, no problem solving, just their agenda, their outline.
Well, what's Tom Tiffany
well,
have
well,
in
this,
mind?
This was, this is something Tom Tiffany reacted to. The libs on TikTok posted this. They posted a quiz. is Introduction to Cultural Geography at the UW Oshkosh. And it demonizes ICE, they say, and Trump's immigration policies, they say, in this quiz at the UW Oshkosh. Now, the libs on TikTok, they always get outraged by just about everything. You know, maybe they'll come out against my preference to a thinner 1% cottage cheese as opposed to the full milk cottage cheese. Who knows what they're upset about today. Anyway, they suggest Trump is detaining American citizens in this quiz. ICE agents are facing a 1,000% increase in assaults. By the way, you know, I take objection to that. Well, I mean, really, a 1,000% increase in assaults for ICE agents? They have the masks. How do we know who the hell they are? How could that be increasing?
Yeah.
Anyway, they just make this stuff up. So Mini Trump, Tiffany, he said this. He responded to this ridiculous X thing. We need to make the University of Wisconsin serve Wisconsinites again. Indoctrination doesn't belong in our public universities, and it's time we demand accountability for the taxpayer dollars funding them. Can you believe it's a quiz?
Okay.
UW Oshkosh, just a simple quiz about the Introduction to Cultural Geography, and it just mentions ICE and immigration, and it asks you, by the way, it's a multiple choice questionnaire. So anybody can fill it out in which way they believe politically they want to fill out. They can answer any of the questions the way they feel like answering them. But this isn't a requirement. So you can imagine that Tom Tiffany wants to control a lot of what the UW-Madison and all the university system universities are presenting to the students.
Well, I went to UW Oshkosh.
So oh, you did? That's right.
Strong point for
me. So multiple choice quiz questions, not on the top of the list for libs on TikTok. They are awful. All right, now, here, Moms for Liberty. Let's go on to for Liberty now.
Oh, boy.
Mini Trump Tiffany fell for Moms for Liberty post claiming a transgender individual used a girl's locker room. Okay, now, this is the story.
Okay.
With no proof, Moms for Liberty are either taking the word of a whistleblower or just making this stuff up. They offered a screenshot of a document stating school policy in Racine, but no whistleblower report or any reference to a written complaint about a man in a girl's locker room. None whatsoever. This is in their post, but it's not anywhere in the proof that they're offering up. Mini Trump Tiffany reacted in anger to this, posting this on X. When I'm governor, girls' sports, locker rooms, and bathrooms will be protected for girls, and common sense will win. No more of this crap. Well, this Tom Tiffany, he is on. Okay. You know, this is his agenda. This is what he's finding very important. And this is a breaking news. A grown man in his 40s is repeatedly walking into the women's and girls' locker room at the Racine Unified School District. So, libs on TikTok, by the way, I mean, Moms for Liberty called this one. And this is the interesting thing about it. This happened in Middleton, my hometown, on the west side of Madison.
What happened?
Where they are saying this man went into the girls' locker room. That is not real. That didn't happen. There is no such story. There's no report. I live in Middleton. I know the high school there.
Yeah.
This has never happened in Middleton. And they made it up. They said this happened in Middleton. Oh, boy. But it really, if they want to report on another story that may relate to it, but not similar, a 40-year-old man is walking into the women's locker room at the Racine Unified School District Aquatic Center. So there you go. They can chase that one down and blame somebody else for it, but not
Middleton.
Not Middleton, damn it. I'm standing up for my hometown.
Okay.
All right.
Good for you.
Well, that's... That's enough of that.
Okay.
I've had it with Tom Tiffany.
We got a text here from Rhonda. Says she mentioned the Truman Show when we were talking about, Big Brother and everything else. Okay. It is 6:48. We're coming right back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Come Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, Gordy, I gotta admit, these hearing aids from Madison Hearing Aid Center changed my life.
Mine too, John. I thought I needed subtitles to talk to my grandkids.
And these aren't those old giant clunkers we saw in the old days. It's got Bluetooth, it's rechargeable, the works.
Yeah, my phone connects straight to my ears. I'm basically a cyborg now.
Hey, you just figured out texting last year, too.
Yeah, baby steps. But I did call Madison Hearing Aid Center, and you should too. 608-249-4077.
608-249-4077. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays. Pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Get monster savings during October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save hundreds off mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and plenty more. American-made, locally crafted. Check out monster savings all month long at Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
We all know it. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Don at the controls.
It is 6:53. We have some rain downtown at the moment.
Yeah.
On State Street. Streets are a little damp out there, so maybe grab the umbrella before you head out. Some scattered showers today. Highs around 69. It'll stay cloudy through the day. Right now, 59 degrees.
Well, it's one of those days today. Maybe because of the rain, they're going to put off putting the speed bumps on the road in front of my house.
Well, you know, survive somehow.
This is karma. This is.
Well, rainy days and Mondays always
bring me down too.
So yeah, I'm sorry for you.
Well, anyway, hey, by the way, tomorrow is the big day for me. I'm going to put my charging station.
Oh,
in
that'll be a great
for the
day.
EV. My Kia. Yeah. EV6.
You gonna have a ribbon cutting ceremony?
Called the wind. The space car. I like Space Car much
better. Space Car. Yeah. Well, that'll be great. You'll have your own charging station. Will other people be able to use your charging station? You could charge admission for that.
Hey, there it is.
You can make a little money on
that
side.
That's not a bad idea. I might just try that.
Put a sign up there. And, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the phones right now. We've got Joe on the line. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, it's 6 in the morning. It's probably a little too early to start drinking, I suppose. But
I don't know. It's up to you.
I think it's true. Larry Ellison and his plan to consolidate all the information on everyone, all their medical information, all their IRS, everything in one spot. And subjected to AI, I thought was fascinating, particularly with the rate of what they call AI hallucinating, where it makes up evidence that this has happened in law court filings, where it's made up evidence, and there's now what? And it fits with the story that you also had, where this Moms for Liberty were making this charge, and as they said in the paper, and I thought this is a wonderful phrase that we should keep reusing, without proof, they said. Yeah. That's where we are. It's without proof. And I will just top off this little cake, this little Monday morning cake. We had this wonderful text that President Trump sent out during the weekend, where he said that the Biden FBI had placed agents in the crowd on January 6th, 2021. Yeah. Now, this would be hard to do because he wasn't president then. He wasn't president until January 20th, 2021. But apparently, he called up and got 274 agents into the crowd. And then there was this language that Trump used in the tweet, which I think really sums things up. He said, if this is so, which it is, a lot of very good people will be big apologies. It's like, if this is true, which it is. So, I mean, right there.
I know.
What? So I think the phrase that we need to keep in mind as we plunge forward is, without proof, so-and-so said.
That's true. Yeah, it all works together, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. You know, I did all this research on the Moms for Liberty story because I'm thinking, did I miss something? Am I not finding the right story here? You know, you can do searches, but the story doesn't come up or something, but no. No, and all the proof they presented in regards to a man going into a locker room, all of that was just rules and regulations. It were screenshots of rules and regulations, no accusation whatsoever, no reference to it. And I just thought, wow, these people, you know, so somebody's going to walk away and they're going to see all this proof. And they'll walk, wow, this really happened. Nope, there wasn't anything there. They just made copies of rules and regulations, but it looked official. All right, now let's get back to mini Trump Tiffany here. He's whining that energy costs way too much in Wisconsin. Now, we have known that for many, many years. Yeah. There were decades. Right. We have higher energy costs than most of the states in the Midwest. Now, forgetting, of course, that Republicans have only done one thing in the last 13 years since they've been in charge. They delayed wind and solar. There you go.
Well, what's the connection?
But, you know, market forces aren't waiting for the mega politicians because they're moving forward because capitalism says, let's go to wind and solar. Anyway, this is mini Trump Tiffany repeating Trump energy talking points. So let's listen to Cut 80. This is Cut 80.
I'll never forget 30 years ago, we'd see those rankings where Wisconsin was among the lowest cost electricity producers in the Midwest. We were like number two. Now we're the second highest here in the Midwest. It is a key issue we have to deal with because Wisconsin is so manufacturing heavy. And those manufacturing businesses use an enormous amount of electricity. When you add AI in, we should not be closing a plant. Governor Evers' Public Service Commission has been closing plants ever since he came in as governor. We should not close a single plant. That's where we start. And then we start building new, including nuclear. We have some of the best minds on nuclear that are right here in Wisconsin. We should be taking a hard look at that rather than closing them like we did up in the Manitowoc area. So we have to get back to abundance with electricity if Wisconsin is going to thrive. And by the way, this whole conversion
yeah.
of some of the most beautiful farmland,
yes.
not just in America, mm-hmm. but in the world, thousands of acres here in Wisconsin,
yes.
is just so misplaced.
Oh, it is.
And we are destroying some of the best farmland
no,
for intermittent
not.
Sources
we're
of
not
power
destroying
that
it.
Are not
All right.
going
All
right. to provide
you know, shut this guy up. He's an idiot. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. They got farm animals going out, you know, using the crops that they put underneath these solar panels. So, you know, yeah. just an idiot. And by the way, we have solar storage batteries now. So they work even at night. My goodness. Somebody mm-hmm. please fill this guy in, you know.
That's Tom Tiffany, yes.
You know, this is a guy that actually is putting in big sand pits, you know. That's worse, I think, than the solar panels.
We'll be back with more in our 7 o'clock hour, including Steve Cochran from Chicago.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Been a day of joy in Israel as all 20 living hostages were returned by Hamas under the terms of a peace agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking to Parliament, called President Trump the greatest friend Israel's ever had in the White House. The president right now addressing the Israeli Parliament said,
"The sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace, a land and a region that will live, God willing, in peace for all eternity."
The future will be the topic of a peace summit in Egypt later today. President Trump will be a co-chair, but ABC's James Longman's there and says,
"The next stage will be even more difficult because this 20-point plan is the deal that he wants. Donald Trump often talks deals into existence. It's the end point. How we get there, though, that's going to be difficult. How will Hamas disarm?"
This is ABC News.